Good Friday. Today is September the 26th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look out in the backyard and garden, talk insects, actually talk bugs, and some look-alike bugs that can be confusing. One that's been making some news around Ohio are the Ohio kissing bugs, otherwise known as the blood-sucking sinuse, something really not all that harmful, but we're going to talk about ones that can easily be mistaken after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Friday morning taking a look out in the backyard and garden and talk about insects and bugs and a lot of confusion out there about what's known as kissing bugs and then some different lookalikes and different alerts that have gone out from Ohio State of folks have seen or thought they've seen what's known as the blood-sucking sinuse. That's the native Ohio kissing bug, but there's a lot of mistaken identities just because there's some similarities between different bugs. Now, for starters, the blood-sucking sinuse, or the Ohio kissing bug, measures over 1 inch in length, and it's distinguishable by some orangish-red spots that are on the edge of the lateral abdominal flanges, or sort of on the edge of what would look like where the wings would lay to the back. Now, they're all hemipterans, and they fall in the insect taxonomic order Hemiptera, prefix hemi meaning half, and then the suffix ptera meaning the wing. So if you look closely, only the back half of the wing is more membranous, so it looks like they really only have half a wing. Now, members of this classification are known as true bugs. They do have other features in common that can lead to mistaken identities. They have elongated bodies supported by long spiny legs, narrow heads with beady eyes, and some are large, about the same size as kissing bugs. The first one we'll talk about are wheel bugs, and these bugs are commonly mistaken for kissing bugs. The wheel, if you will, and their common name comes from what looks like a cog-like wheel structure on top of the thorax. The distinctive structure only appears, though, on the adults. Wheel bugs are big, measuring over 1.25 inches long. Their color ranges from blackish gray to bluish gray to grayish brown. The blood-sucking sinuse kissing bug is only slightly smaller, though, than the adult wheel bug. Now, like kissing bugs, wheel bugs are predators. They belong to the assassin bug family. Wheel bugs should not be handled because they can deliver a painful bite, which further muddies the identification waters. Now, there's also the western conifer seed bug. These bugs may also be mistaken for kissing bugs based on their size and general body shape, but the seed bug is a leaf-footed bug. Bugs in this group have an expanded leaf-like tibia, and as their name implied, western conifer seed bugs spend most of their time feeding on the seeds of conifers. Now, as the fall approaches, the adults seek protected sites to spend the winter, and that can include in our homes. Their habit of invading homes is another reason the seed bugs are often mistaken for kissing bugs. Because the conifers are the primary food source, that means most often they will invade homes surrounded by conifers. There's also the magnolia seed bug, and as that name implies, it feeds on the seeds from magnolia trees, and although much less common compared to the western conifer seed bug, magnolia seed bugs are also sometimes mistaken for kissing bugs, particularly if that home is surrounded by magnolias, which include the tulip tree. However, they do not invade homes as readily as the conifers. A final one we'll mention are box elder bugs. Now, these are another seed-feeding bug, and they'll suck juices from the seeds of the namesake host, the box elders, as well as other maples. They've long been the poster child, if you will, for insects that invade homes and other structures in the fall. They don't actually go into the homes, per se. Really, they're looking for voids and walls and attics, other places to hide. This is probably easier to mistake for the kissing bugs. It's smaller. However, it does have some similar sort of orangish-red, brownish-red markings. I mentioned they are smaller. They typically only range in size from 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch long, and their body shape and reddish-orange markings make them a candidate for being a kissing bug lookalike. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue out in the backyard and garden, but talking about different tips for eating more fruits and vegetables, especially those we grow in our garden this time of year. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Maybe you were one of those kids. You know, the type that just would not eat certain kinds of vegetables. Maybe all vegetables at the dinner table.
Can I ask more red cabbage? You better stop fooling around with that and eat it.
Creative methods perhaps were required to have you consume your beans or peas or whatever vegetable was on your plate.
Open up the hangar, here comes the airplane.
Coercion tactics like that example, well, when it comes to trying them on someone older who does not eat their veggies.
Open up the hangar, here comes the airplane.
What do you think I am, too?
Then again, stick around as North Dakota State University Extension expert Julie Garden Robinson provides several tips and strategies to employ to help the adults, kids too, eat the recommended daily serving of 4 to 5 cups of vegetables and fruit.
One thing you can do is try different food preparation methods. Vegetables can be made in a variety of ways, from roasting them to microwaving to grilling.
And beyond how to prepare vegetables as part of delectable dishes, consider what appliances to prepare veggies in.
You might want to use a multifunction pressure cooker or an air fryer.
Garden Robinson adds, let's not forget the reliable slow cooker.
Those have been around for many decades, and they also are a good way to make soups, stews with a lot of the colorful produce that we have available.
Snacking on vegetables is always a healthy idea. Some tips to have produce handy for snacking include:
you might want to check out having some carrot sticks or celery or something like that. Prepackage them so they're ready to go. We're more likely to grab and go fruits and vegetables if we don't have to pause and peel and do all those sorts of things. And if you really like a dip, it's not a bad thing. Have some hummus, which is made from chickpeas.
Now, one area that consumers lack regarding vegetable consumption, eating enough dark green and dark gold vegetables.
Maybe put a little concentration on that area. Consider tracking your vegetables and fruits for a couple days and see, oh, I'm not eating any vegetables. Or I'm only eating 3 a day.
And keep in mind,
the freezer aisle is certainly an excellent place. Frozen vegetables and fruits are harvested at their peak quality and quickly frozen, so they have that good nutritional value.
Going out to eat at a restaurant?
Consider getting the side of vegetables.
Increasing salad consumption works to increase your daily recommended servings of vegetables and fruit. Keep in mind, though,
it's easy to overwhelm your salad with dressing. So ask for the salad dressing to be served on the side. And some people even like to dip the tines of their fork in their salad dressing and then into their lettuce leaf.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.